Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. You know, if E.T. landed today, he'd call eBay Radio.
Yeah, he would.
That
888-723-4630.
Say that again, please.
888-723-4630.
Thank you. You did that very well.
I try.
But now, it's time for our research report with Aaron Show, brought to you by Therapy, eBay market research to increase your online sales. Take it away, Aaron.
Hi, Griff. Hi, Lee. Today, I want to talk about what can happen for eBay sellers when an elite brand gets involved in the consumer space, even if just for a moment. Now, a lot of people are familiar with H&M. It's a clothing retailer that's pretty familiar to consumers. And last week, they began seeing products on their shelves in a collaboration with French designer Balmain, which is a pretty big designer, famous with figures like the Kardashians. Those products, of course, once they hit stores, were sure to sell out and were sure to end up on eBay. And that's what we're seeing this week. Originally priced up to $649, these items are going for multiples of their original value in the H&M store. So we're seeing Balmain H&M leather jackets selling for $6,000 and up, velvet jackets and belts $3,000 and up, dresses and boots $2,000 to $3,000. That's a huge difference from the average price for H&M goods that are not part of this Balmain collaboration. Those goods, regular H&M goods, sell for an average of $25. The Balmain goods, averaging in the thousands, and there are hundreds of items listed. So for sellers, this is a great reminder to look for those moments where you see a collaboration between a big brand, a big high fashion brand, and a consumer brand, and keep in mind that those things can really sell at multiples on eBay and be in very high demand.
You know that that Balmain that you're talking about?
I love Balmain.
They're known a lot of times for the stripes, you know? And,
right.
And I've noticed that the Kardashian women are wearing them a lot lately.
I
read all the Hollywood rags. So.
Vertical stripes, not horizontal.
Vertical, thank God, yes.
Yeah. They yes. don't need horizontal stripes.
No, especially around the midsection. You're so right. None of us, me either, really. But
say no
they
bad.
Make beautiful clothes. Hey, Aaron, thank you. We want to welcome you to the eBay Radio family, too. Thank you so much for being with us today.
To
we appreciate
here.
It. And, of course, that's brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales.
Balmain makes a fragrance, two fragrances I love.
And what would those fragrances be?
One is called Carbone, and the other one is called, I think it's Monsieur Balmain. Very lemony, that one. And then the other one is just a beautiful fragrance that's very unique.
Mm. Well, I love their clothes. I've never bought anything. It's too expensive for my budgetto.
Oh, speaking of expensive, did you get that ukulele?
No.
What did it sell
for? Well, it's okay. It sold for $560.
Well, it seems like a good price.
That was a nice price. And to be honest with you, I had it. $200 was my max.
Well, you know, it's very wise to have a max.
It is. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the process, which sounds kind of crazy, but
yeah.
I love those auctions. And so, you know, and then it kept saying, you've been outbid, we miss you. It says, you've been outbid, we miss you. It's what eBay tells you.
You've been outbid, we miss
you. We miss you for those kind of auctions, yeah.
You know, they should try a different kind of psychology. It should be, hey, you got outbid. Well, you know, it's okay, you're cheap. You probably aren't going to get it.
Hey, cheapo, you've been outbid. Up at some.
Yeah,
I knew how far I wanted to go with it.
$200. What a big bid for that. Not.
You know, and if it had been signed and played by somebody like Willie Nelson or John Prine, who I adore,
that would have made a bigger difference.
It might have made a bigger difference. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm a new ukulele player. It hasn't even been a year yet.
Yeah.
So I'm getting into it, you know, and you get excited. And
oh, I bet you're great.
And you see new ukuleles, and you think, oh, God, that's so gorgeous. And I just thought it'd be neat to kind of have it on the wall or something.
Oh, I agree.
But that's okay. Hey, listen, if you want to know about today's prize for the duck quack contest, if you hear the duck quack, you know, the duck go over?
Quack, quack, quack.
Exactly. Today's prize, of course, is a fabulously utilitarian eBay tote bag.
and
it's gorgeous. You won't find it anywhere. What?
I think we're almost out of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to start looking for something else.
Uh-oh. Well, visit the eBay radio shop.
No, I want something even rarer.
Or visit the eBay shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the eBay radio shop. It's the eBay shop.
eBay radio shop. That
exactly.
would be cool.
Yeah. And if you want to find Griff's newsletter with the secret words, you click the group chat link on the player.
I can't find that
sign
thing
in
at
all. To community. Even if you're already signed into eBay, they make you sign in again. Then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post. It's got the word newsletter. All caps in its title, and there you'll find today's secret word. And the secret word is always something that you wouldn't normally use in day-to-day conversation.
Well, unless you're highly pretentious.
Highly.
That wouldn't be me.
We're going to go to the phones. We have Bill in Brea, California, known on eBay as Kozersky, Kozersky, or Kozersky. Hey, Bill, what's your question or comment?
Hi, Eileen Griff. I have a problem, and I'm looking for some solution to it. I've taken care of some of it. This is regard to shipping.
Mm-hmm.
I had a customer. I was fortunate to have a customer that purchased over $500 worth of merchandise from me.
Mm-hmm.
From 18 different items. That each item had the shipping put to it. And she wasn't able to combine it. It said immediate payment, even though I don't have it checked. So here I was sitting here with over $100 in fees and $500 worth of over $500 worth of merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
I called customer service because, as I recall, I wasn't really panicking yet because I called customer service and because I knew in the past we were able to combine things. Because I went through the seller's hub and there's nothing there for my benefit. As trying to combine goods. So I was immediately available. So when I spoke to customer service, she walked me through it, where she combined all the items, or we combined all the items, and I was left with a choice of shipping.
Right.
Of a container. So I chose a medium size, or large size box to put all of these, with stamps, mostly stamps. In fact, it's all stamps. So I...
Wait, stop there for a second. Stop for a second. Yeah. Large size box. Can you give a little more detail?
Large flat rate box.
So the large flat rate box. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And the cost was $15 and change.
Right.
So I said to her, "Well, I'm not going to ship $500 worth of merchandise for $15. I'd like to put on the registered mail." Well, of course, there's no provision for registered.
Right.
Mail.
That's not going to work.
So I said to her, "I want to cancel." She said, "You can't." So I totaled
why,
it.
Why? Wait. Back up. Why would you want to cancel?
Because I can buy the same way. I can buy a label from stamps.com, which would include registered mail, and I would just slap it on the box, take it to the post office. They would tape the ends of it for me, stamp it all the way around, and it'd be on its way. You can't do that with an eBay thing. I wish I could have spoken to to someone there who's in charge of the mailing.
Yeah,
you can't do it.
So, but why are you making it inconvenient for the buyer? Why would you cancel the sale?
No, I didn't cancel the sale. I canceled the label. I voided the label. Let me repeat that.
Oh, you voided the label. Okay, right. Okay, all right.
So now it's sitting there, and it's got all the old label information on there for the invoice. Because now there is no invoice, of course. I have no idea what I'm going to have to jerryman something up. I have no idea what the actual costs are because there's no total for anything.
So you went to stamps.com And you print it out.
I haven't even gone to stamps.com yet. Let's just go back to the to my order. There is an order for over $500 sitting there. All I have is a packing slip. There doesn't show any cost or anything else for the items. And it doesn't show the customer when she's looking at what I'm refunding, what I would have refunded her. In the past, you could do that. At least
well, wait, I'm still getting confused. Why are you refunding her anything?
Because she paid over $100 in fees.
Right.
And the cost to ship that baby was is only going to be $37.
So you take
$15 plus $22.
So you go to PayPal and you issue her the difference in a partial refund.
18 refunds.
Sorry?
You know, that was never like that before, you know.
He thinks he has to make 18 different refunds.
You don't, because you don't have to. So you don't have to do 18 different refunds. You've got a situation where, I mean, that would just be silly. What you've got is she makes 18 different purchases.
Yep, and paid for each one separately because she said she wasn't allowed to combine the order.
Well, that's not how, but she's not thinking, because what she should have done is if she had just put everything into a shopping cart, it would have all been combined into one payment. That being said, she didn't do that, and that can happen.
That's
she
right.
didn't do it. So all you need to do to make her happy is figure out the amount and send her a payment in PayPal and say, here, I'm refunding your money on this, on the payment. Because it didn't cost that much. Print out the label. You're doing it through stamps.com, Mazel Tov, and ship the package.
Yep.
Don't hold up the package. Get that thing shipped out.
I've spoken to her already. In fact, we've become best buds over the phone
that's good.
For this entire project. And the fact I offered to some, I told her I would pay the registered mail. All I asked for is at least to pay the
So money. Take Griff's advice, and you're going to be okay.
Yeah, just send her a refund. That's
Thank
the only way
you.
It's going to work. Don't call customer support. You're going to waste your time. This open phone segment was brought to you by Rohde. 888-723-4630. We'll be back in a moment with more eBay Radio.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio to check us out. And check us out.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 344.
How to deliver great customer service. Carolyn C.J. Jacinto, an eBay education specialist and certified business consultant, is known on eBay as top-rated seller XOXmas. She has this tip.
I make sure that enclosed in that package is a feeling of a gift when it opens, even if it's a simple wrapping it in a piece of tissue paper. And I enclose an invoice, which I have written the hand thank you on the bottom, and I let them know that I'm there for them through the whole transaction. So if there's any problem at all, they can feel free to give me a call or write me a message. I'm going to take care of them.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Give us a call. Why don't you? At 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Pat in Las Vegas, Nevada, known on eBay as a State of Mind for You. Kind of a cool name. Hi, Pat. What's your question or comment?
Hi. Thank you so much. Well, I have the secret word, but I also would like to just encourage everybody who has lost their top-rated seller status to just keep plugging away, keep putting up the listings, and keep reviewing the new policies and procedures. And that's what I've done is I've actually lost my top-rated seller status, and I'm working very hard to get it back.
Well, that's good news.
Okay, so what is the secret word?
It's hex pro.
No.
Calamistrate.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. At first you don't succeed, keep on trying, right?
Exactly.
And it's
exactly.
Funny. It's funny that Betsy should use this word.
Why is that, babe?
To curl the hair of. You haven't seen my hair.
What happened to your hair?
Something happened.
Oh, no. John, what did she do?
I decided, you know, a while back to never put hair color in my hair again. I told you that. You know, it's been going gray and...
Yeah, I love the color.
Everything, thank you. And it still had a little tiny bit at the bottom of the hair color.
Yeah.
So I went to the hairdresser the other day, and she cut off the color, and my whole head turned to curls, like from when I was a kid. I kid you not.
How odd.
And oh, that's you very see odd. It. I mean, it is so weird, and I'm just trying to, and some people are saying, gee, it looks so hip. It looks so California. It's just a bunch of messed up curls.
Aww.
And so I got to figure out what I'm going to do with
your
it.
Heart.
So anyway, I think that's why she used this word. I think it's because of me today. It's all about me. Calamistrate to curl the hair of.
Oh, that's very funny. Touche, Betsy.
Yeah, really. To curl the hair of. Well, so, well, good, Pat. I'm glad you found it. And tell her what she's won, Griff.
Well, we're the last bits of this, the box of these, are going to be gone, I think, in a week, which those tote bags that everyone loves. So all you have to do, Pat, is send me an email address with your USPS shipping address. That means no, FedEx shipping address, no post office box. And I will send this right away. Send it to Griff.
Thank you so much.
It's Griff. It's Griff at eBay.com.
Thank you, Pat. Very nice to hear your voice today. We do appreciate it. Our telephone number, again, is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. So we have to figure out a way to use that word, calamistrate, to curl the hair up. I think it means really probably that, like, when they curled, it curled my hair. I don't know.
It calamistrated you.
Yeah.
Which sounds an awful lot like something else.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a real calamistrator.
That gal. I will tell you that right now.
I think Hall & Oates wrote a song about you.
What would that be?
Whoa, here she comes. She's a calamistrator.
No. Oh, me. Lynn.
You know, you're lucky, babe, because you've got hair to curl.
I know.
Some of us don't have it.
Yeah, but you should see it. I don't know.
I kind of do. Will you post a photo?
Either. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, so you're a good sport.
After the headset's been on it and everything, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, it's going to be even prettier with the pressed curls.
Well, Lynn is back.
Hi, Lynn.
With an item number.
Okay.
And it's kind of late, but okay. Here's the item number really quick. You ready, Griff?
Yeah, I'm ready.
2521-6354-2737.
And this is an item number for what? Pair of shoes.
A pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Well, okay. Lynn, we're going to have to, because we're at the end of this segment. There's a lot here to go over. So I would suggest, because we're sort of out of time, you should have them call it the
yeah. You need to call it the bottom of the hour.
So it'll be 1:30 our Pacific time. Right. So in 40 minutes, and then we can critique this for you.
Okay.
Is the price too much?
No, the price is pretty reasonable, but your photos need a lot of work.
And we can help.
We can help.
Yeah, I know. I tried to take more, but it wouldn't take them.
You can put up to 12 photos. You've only got 5, but we'll talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
So, call us,
so
call
I like
us
the shoes.
Minutes.
What size are they? Oh, I like these shoes.
They're size 6.5. Yeah,
yeah, too big for me.
You got smaller feet than that?
Yes.
God, you're the daintiest thing I know.
I'm 5.5, a 6, and you know some shoes.
Yeah, you
and
fall
they
out
end
of
up
these.
Being too long on me. So
yeah,
I don't know.
And you trip over them.
These are Ann Taylor shoes. That's a good brand.
It's a very good brand. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to dishing this for you, Lynn. So call us back at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time. Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll take a look at that.
Hey, well, this was great. I'm glad he called because it's kind of a preview.
Yeah.
People can see them because everyone's looking at you.
And
listening
he's brand new.
He's brand new?
Yeah, he's only got 3. Feedback here.
He's brand new. Ah, we'll help you out.
We'll help you. And but you know what?
What?
I'm looking at what he's done here is pretty good, the rest of it, though. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we just need to talk
about... No, we're just going to do some fine-tuning with those
photos. Right, exactly. I think he's doing really well, though.
Well, second hour. Where does the time go? This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Coming up, using Facebook for your business on eBay. This is eBay Radio, and it's produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
If you're looking for a cheaper, easier, more reliable shipping option for your latest sold item, say hello to Roadie. Roadie connects people who have stuff to send with a driver who's already heading that way. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone, then create a post describing what you need to send, where you need to send it, and when, including pickup and delivery locations. A verified Roadie driver will respond so you can work out the details. You pay through your Roadie account, then Roadie pays the driver. And since Roadie sets the price, there's no bartering or haggling. You can keep an eye on your shipment with real-time tracking and contact your driver at any point along the way. Plus, with every package insured for up to $500 and 24/7 customer support from Roadie's pit crew, you can trust your package will get where it needs to go. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. For more information, visit Roadie.com.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With 3 eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer. all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to campaigngo.com.